USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that it's not fair he's being impeached because he's doing nothing wrong. That as the full House prepared to vote next week on impeachment. Just after the House Judiciary Committee approved articles of impeachment on Friday, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler went to the microphones and made this brief statement.
The House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the President for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously.
Top presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway says one of their main goals is to
present witnesses and evidence, to challenge witnesses and evidence, to object, to actually present the case so that the president is fully exonerated and not removed.
The House is expected to approve articles of impeachment on Wednesday and then send the issue to the Senate, where a trial could begin in January. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
North Korea has announced another successful missile test. Asia expert Gordon Chang.
This appears to be the second test of an engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. There was one on December 7th and one yesterday. They are starting to make fast progress, and they're trying to put pressure on us so that there will be a deal relieving sanctions on them. I don't think that that's going to occur, especially not within the deadline they've given us of the end of the year. Things are going to get tense.
President Trump went to the Army-Navy football game at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. In the Army locker room, he spoke about a new rule that will allow athletes from the academy to play professional sports.
He said some of these guys could play in the NFL, you could play for the Yankees, you could play for the Mets, you could play basketball, you could play whatever. But you have to serve a long time. So what we're doing now is you'll go out and you'll make a fortune. And after you're all finished with your professional career, you go and you'll serve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A well-known actor has passed away. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Actor Danny Aiello is known for supporting roles in many acclaimed movies since the 1970s. He died at a medical facility in New Jersey on Thursday night. In The Godfather Part II, he delivered the famous line, "Michael Corleone says, hello," before strangling a man. He also had a notable role in Moonstruck and one in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, for which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. But he didn't win. He said in a CBS interview 4 years ago, he shouldn't have won.
Achieving the award, I said, if I got it, how good could it be?
You really believe that?
God's true.
Why?
Danny Aiello, come on. Backed into acting, never studied a day in his life.
Danny Aiello was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An outbreak of the measles in Samoa has reached epic levels. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The Samoa measles outbreak has not slowed down, prompting their government to extend a state of emergency to December 29th. Over 5,100 measles cases have been reported since the outbreak, with 74 recorded in a recent 24-hour period and 72 measles-related deaths thus far. Only 31% of Samoans were vaccinated when the outbreak officially was declared. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.